A bonnet! A bonnet!
Cried another.
Now for the pretty sanctified face that rolled its demure eyes below it.
But after a few jests and oaths, the soldiers stood still, eyeing with a kind of mysterious dread the black and silent walls of the rocks that hemmed them in, and hearing only the small voice of the stream that sent a profounder stillness through the heart of that majestic solitude.
What if these cowardly covenanters should tumble down upon our heads pieces of rock from their hiding places? Advance or retreat?
There was no reply, for a slight fear was upon every man. Musket or bayonet could be of little use to men obliged to clamber up rocks along slender paths leading they know not where, and they were aware that armed men nowadays worshipped God, men of iron hearts who feared not the glitter of the soldier's arms, neither barrel nor bayonet, men of long stride, firm step, and broad breast, who on the open field would have overthrown the marshaled line and gone first and foremost if a city had to be taken by storm. As the soldiers were standing together, irresolute, a noise came upon their ears like distant thunder.